What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, looking at the stories about U.S. soldiers raping women in Afghanistan and now considering children with potential hostile intent, legitimate military targets, we understand why our men and women in uniform are under serious emotional and mental stress. We know there's an epidemic of suicides. We're losing more of our kids to suicide than we are to enemy action here. Now, there's a new study out of Yale University that the majority of the homeless Iraq and Afghanistan veterans do suffer from post-traumatic stress syndrome. Remember, one-third of the homeless people in America are veterans. They come back. You know, the government spends all this money to turn them into killing machines, and when they're all used up and no longer of any use, the government just drops them. They don't spend any money to try and reintegrate them back into society. They just bring them home, kick them off the bus, and say, that's it, we're done with you, thank you very much for your service. Here's a little piece of plastic and ribbon to tell you what a really good boy or girl you've been. And when we look at all of these veterans with mental problems and suicides, we have to ask, what exactly is it the U.S. government is putting these kids through that is screwing them up that badly? Now then, the United States has been conducting the so-called war on terror, meaning a war on other people's oil fields, for 11 years now. And we're all told it's all about fighting terrorism. It's all about fighting terrorism. Well, the reality is terrorism has increased, mostly inside the nations the U.S. has been invading. And if this really is a war on terror, it is time to call it off because it is not fixing the problem. Of course, we understand that that was just the excuse given to you, the serfs, who are expected to pay for it all. And quick, breed more soldiers. We need more soldiers. Breed them as quickly as you can. That's your proper role in society. Livestock. And, when you engage in violence, it leads to more violence. And this war on terror has just been an excuse for unending war and invasion on the rest of the world. And, you're going to have acts of violence. Now, remember, a lot of what the United States declares to be acts of terrorism are ordinary people in the invaded countries fighting back against the rape of their women, the murder of their children. And let's face it, if somebody sort of came into the United States of America and started raping your wife or your girlfriend or your daughter or your sister and started shooting your children saying they had potential hostile intent, would you not try and fight back somehow? So we're on this. And this all goes back to the Project for the New American Century. We're a superpower. Let us act like one. And the U.S. is trying to act like a superpower. And look at how the world is benefiting from all this superpower largesse. Now, there was an interesting story the other day about this acknowledged Israeli spy, by the name of Ben Menashe. And he's been around for a long time. His house got burned down, act of arson. Maybe he was cashing in his fire insurance. We're not really sure. But it's rather interesting in that he had gone public confirming the October surprise. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, when we come back from these words from our sponsors, I'll give you a little bit of history about the October surprise. We'll be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the October surprise. And what this goes back to 1979 when the people of Iran got fed up with their imposed puppet ruler, the Shah, who was installed by the United States government in 1953 when the Central Intelligence Agency overthrew the democratically elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh. And they put in the Shah. The Shah gave them cheap oil and the Iranian people suffered until finally in 1979 they'd had it. They kicked out the Shah and they formed their own government. And the U.S. said, you're not allowed to do that. Once you're our slave state, you stay our slave state. And got all huffy about it. So in the middle of all of that, of course, the U.S. Embassy in Tehran was overrun by angry students who took 52 Americans hostage. And basically said to the United States, do not attempt a counter coup or these hostages will be the first to go. Because they knew the U.S. was going to try and figure some way to come back in and put the Shah back on the throne. So Jimmy Carter was in his first presidential term and he was getting ready to run for re-election. There was that disastrous attempt to save the hostages, rescue them, which ended with the helicopters basically being forced down in the desert because of mechanical problems. A lot of people were wondering if they hadn't been sabotaged. Because obviously, if Carter got the hostages out, he was going to look really good and he was going to be a shoo-in for a second election. And you had George Herbert Walker Bush, head of the CIA, and his front man, Ronald Reagan, they were getting ready to run for office. And they didn't want the hostages to come home. And so following the debacle with the helicopters, there were rumors of what was called an October surprise, which was that Jimmy Carter had made a deal with the government of Iran to release the hostages in October just before the elections, which would have made Carter a hero and guaranteed his reelection. And George Bush, working with Israeli intelligence as a go-between, made a deal with the government of Iran to provide weapons and other material support in exchange for keeping the hostages until January 20th, 1981, which was inauguration day for Ronald Reagan. Now, of course, all of this is a violation of the Boland Act. At the time he did this, George Bush was not a representative of the United States government. And under the Boland Act, it is a felony for any U.S. citizen to engage in foreign policy with other nations. You're not allowed to do that, but Bush definitely did. So apparently this spy, Ben Menashe, was part of that group of Mossad agents who were facilitating the deal here. And apparently Ben Menashe also provided information to Seymour Hersh regarding Israel's nuclear program for Hersh's book, The Samson Option. So now his house has been burned down, and I guess he's not well-liked by a lot of other people. But it is a confirmation that that underhanded deal by Bush and Reagan, I don't think Reagan really knew about it. Reagan was just the front man, the puppet. But this underhanded deal to keep the American hostages captive actually did happen. And I wonder how those hostages are going to feel about that. That Carter was had a deal to bring them home, and Bush said, no, we can't have that happen. Because we want to win the White House. And 52 American hostages, who cares about them? They're just hoi polloi. Now, an interesting story has come out, and this comes under the category of Americans being the most spied on people in world history. Get used to it. We are scanned, surveilled, crotches groped, email read, text messages saved. Everything you do on the internet is being watched by computers, TV cameras everywhere. And it turns out today that the United States government keeps more data on you, the American citizen, than the Stasi did on the East Germans. And we all know what a cruel, tyrannical machine the Stasi was. And this UN surveillance industrial complex, if you will, is keeping more data on you, what you do, what you like, what your favorite brand of wine is, than the Stasi did. And it's all being collected illegally. There is no oversight, no warrants, and no security benefit. The vast majority of the American people are not a threat to the United States government. We just have different opinions. And that's not a crime, at least not yet, not under the First Amendment. Now, my personal opinion is they're saying that a lot of this data they're keeping on people is mined from social media. Well, I mean, come on. People fib on social media. They brag. They exaggerate about themselves and their adventures because they think they can do it with impunity, and most times they can. So given how much of that data that the U.S. government is keeping on the American people, given how much of that data is mined from the social media, I would suspect that the accuracy and reliability of that vast collection of data is probably very low, probably wouldn't even be admissible in court. And let us be honest here. Real criminals and real terrorists, meaning not the Adam Perlman type fakes who are hired to scare us into wars on Israel's enemies. Real criminals and real terrorists are not going to advertise their plans and intentions on any social media. They know it's being watched. So there is no security benefit. It's just rumor and innuendo and wild guesses on the American people. It is absolutely pointless, other than to be a scarecrow. So the government can say to the American people, you know, you better be careful what you say. We're watching you. We're listening. Don't talk to your friends and neighbors about how bad things are in this country. Don't question the official story. We'll know that you're questioning the official story. and questioning the official story, again, that's not illegal. If somebody is lying to you, and I'm one of those people who thinks the First Amendment was not intended to protect lies, although apparently there have been court decisions saying that politicians during campaign speeches can lie and that is considered protected free speech. I disagree with that myself. The First Amendment is not intended to protect lies. It is intended to protect the truth. And all of this collection of data on the American people, it's going to turn out to be impractically huge to actually use and evaluate. It's just part of that whole keeping you scared, keeping you oppressed, keeping you down in your place, discouraging you from speaking to your friends and neighbors about all the things that are going wrong around you, to keep you from questioning the official pronouncements. But all of that, talking to your friends and neighbors, questioning the official story, pointing out the obvious lies, is all protected free speech under the First Amendment. You are guaranteed a right. The Bill of Rights recognizes your natural right to get together with your friends and neighbors, to talk over what the government is doing, and if the government's going a wrong direction, to seek redress of grievances. Sadly, the Founding Fathers stopped short of saying the government has to respond to the grievances. And as we saw from this whole secession petition thing over at the White House website, the government isn't going to respond. There has been no official response yet to all of those state secession petitions that met the 25,000 signature requirement. Meanwhile, the TSA, the Tourism Suppression Agency, apparently very unhappy that people are starting to avoid airports and flying, because they don't want to have their personal space invaded by these rubber gloves, they're now seeking permission from the government to set up security assessment checkpoints on the highways, trains stations, bus stations, checkpoints on the highway right next to the toll booths. They want to grab your crotch. They want to fondle your body. And if you're not going to cooperate by going through the airport, then by golly, they're going to come to where you are. And in going on 11 years of operation, the TSA has not once actually found a real terror threat. Stolen a lot of stuff out of luggage, sexually assaulted a lot of people, dropped a laptop of mine, reduced my wife to tears, but not one single terrorist. And now, of course, we're hearing more and more about those scanners starting to be a real cancer cause, a real threat to our health. Also to the TSA, but hey, we don't feel sorry about them. Little bit of good news for people in Los Angeles and for people everywhere trying to find the latest imported gizmos for their Christmas shopping list. They have settled the strike at the Los Angeles port, and normal freight traffic is starting to move again. So that little crisis is over, and we can get all the goodies into the shopping malls in time for the Christmas season. Now, everybody, of course, is talking about this fiscal cliff and the debt ceiling, and we're hearing from spokespeople on both sides, both houses of Congress, both parties. They're at an impasse. Nobody's willing to compromise. They're going back and forth. Even CNN says it's reached the finger-pointing stage. They're not going to come to an agreement, and it doesn't matter what agreement it comes to. It's still going to come out to be some variation on the theme of your taxes are going up, and your services are going down, because we've got to protect the war budget, and we've got to give money to Israel, and we've got to bail out Wall Street. More about that when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827. And are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435. 800-696-1435 or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dolton.com.
America, welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the debt ceiling, the fiscal cliff, and I'm starting to wonder if the media's focus very tightly on this rivalry between the two parties over just who's going to pay more taxes and where the cuts are going to fall might be a way of keeping the American public unaware of what's going on in Syria. And like I said, I am expecting that we'll see a very rapid operation over the Christmas break. Between Christmas and New Year's is when they're going to do it and just say, it's all over, done with here. Worry about your taxes. Worry about your spending cuts. Just look at that and just don't pay no attention to what we're doing over here in other people's countries. But the reality is the country is already broke. We're in a wartime economy. We were reporting yesterday where economists are saying the financial damage done to the U.S. and Europe is already at the level of the suffering that happens under a world war. We're already there. Now, surprisingly, I think, Obama is now saying that he might go along with a tax rate cut for the ultra rich. We're all going to pay more taxes. But Obama is now saying, yeah, he's willing to cut a deal with the Republicans to, have the wealthy pay less taxes than they do now. So let us, by all means, continue with this rob the poor to give to the rich approach, considering what a wonderful success it has been so far. And so Obama is getting ready to cave on that one here. Interesting little headline that we got from Citigroup. This is from their own official website. Citigroup announces repositioning actions to further reduce expenses and improve efficiency, which is bankster speak for Citigroup is going to cut 11,000 jobs just before the Christmas holiday. Ho, ho, ho. Now, the reality is that here in the United States of America, under fascism, which is where we've been since the 1980s, the distribution of income is completely out of sync. And we're not talking about people who are super rich because they worked for it. We're talking about people who are super rich because they bought politicians, they gamed the system, they broke the law, and then they got to take a walk on it. And whether you call it supply-side job creation or trickle-down theory, the reality is that letting the rich get richer has not improved life in America at all. The United States is pretty close to being the most unequal country in the world in terms of its economy. And as I've said before, an economy is a system. And for the economy to be working efficiently and properly, money must be flowing at all levels of the economy and through all sectors of the economy. You can't just pile it up over Wall Street and Washington, D.C. and expect things to go on running smoothly. Now, we're hearing that Soros and Paulson are continuing to try and improve their gold positions. Right now, Paulson apparently owns 66 tons of gold, which is more than the gold reserves of nations like Brazil. And I'll be the first one to say that we need to abandon a debt-based currency and go back to state-issued value-based currency, but we cannot return to the gold standard, or we will sell ourselves back into the slavery of those who've gotten all the gold. And you need to look at the people who are getting the gold are the same ones who used a debt-based currency to pretty much crush down the American people and the people of Europe. Which is why I keep saying it's time to think outside the box and look at, for example, the electro. I'm not saying that's the only possible solution. But as long as we allow ourselves to think only inside the box, we're going to do what those who own that box want us to do. And we need to basically look for other solutions. Over in Europe, the news continues to look worse and worse. Spain now facing a systemic, societal, and sovereign collapse. Their economy is in serious, serious trouble. They're dealing with possible secession of Catalan, which is one of their wealthier areas. But they don't want to be shackled to the rest of Europe's debt any longer. And we are at the beginning of seeing a series, like dominoes falling, of defaults in the eurozone. Now, the deal for Greece is quite instructive, and you're probably not going to hear these details in the American corporate media. The way they're preventing Greece from defaulting and triggering that derivatives firestorm that everybody's afraid of is they're basically stretching out Greece's payments. There are going to be no interest for the first 10 years. The deadline for accomplishing austerity goals is being moved way into the future, kicking the can on down the road. In other words, the rest of Europe has just agreed to pretend that Greece is not in trouble. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Welcome back to our show here. Now, speaking of Greece, which is basically being allowed to just sort of tick along rather than risk triggering the derivatives firestorm, which will basically destroy the entire Western banking system. We're all hostage to that now, without our permission, I might add. In a survey of global corruption, Greece got the bottom spot in the European Union as the most corrupt government in all of Europe. And, of course, that shady deal between Papandreou and Goldman Sachs probably was the clincher right there, the gold medal winner. All government is corrupt. It's just a question of degree. And I already got emails from people when we were talking about that global corruption index saying that very clearly there are some assumptions being made about corruption which are out of touch, certainly with regard to the United States of America. The U.S. didn't rank all that high, but I personally think it obviously should have been considerably lower here. So we're talking about the derivatives mess, the credit default swaps. The total exposure worldwide is something like $1.4 quadrillion. That's more than the planet is estimated to be worth. It's all made up numbers, made up money. It's a religious delusion, if you will. Warren Buffett once referred to derivatives as financial weapons of mass destruction. And part of the problem is, of course, it's a game. It was originally supposed to control losses. Short selling is a form of derivative, but it got abused and it got turned into just another way to gamble on Wall Street. And the credit default swaps are extremely dangerous because they represent insurance on an investment you've made. But in ordinary insurance like fire insurance, you're allowed to insure your own home, but you're not allowed to insure your neighbor's home. You have to own the asset being insured. But with credit default swaps, they don't have that rule. If my neighbor invests $1 million in Consolidated Lint, I can buy a credit default swap on that investment. And if Consolidated Lint collapses, I get a payout, which gives me a motive to seek ways for Consolidated Lint to go out of business. And Warren Buffett is right about just how dangerous these derivatives are. There was that scandal where Goldman Sachs was paid by the state of California to sell California bonds, then turned around and was selling credit default swaps against those bonds to investors, playing both sides of the market there. And you can have one investment by one person, you can have 100 people buying credit default swaps on that. Which means if the investment goes bad, it isn't just the money that was invested that gets lost. All of a sudden, the losses are being multiplied by 10, 20, 30, 40 times. And there's no regulation, and it is little more than a legalized form of gambling for Wall Street here. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Peter in California. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Michael. I just was I'm sorry I had to leave and come back, but I was responding to your earlier alluding to all those Nazi films that are now, they're going to do the Hitler World or something like that.
Hitler Land.
Although, you know, they're doing it with Abe Lincoln, and they've already did it with Hitler, with the vampires, Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter. But why not, you know, like Toby Tyler, the whole Disney thing. Adolf Hitler joins the circus. Or
that's a good one. I like that.
Adolf Hitler and Sea Hunt. Remember the old Sea Hunt? Yeah, something like that. You know, let's really make it good, you know?
Yeah, let's do Raiders of the Lost Ark from Hitler's point of view, you know? Get out there with a shovel saying, I'm going to find this thing, yes. Okay. Oh, boy. It is absurd, and that was the whole point of that article. Was this Hollywood obsession with wagging Hitler at us, when most of us, we weren't even alive back when whatever it is that happened. We weren't there. We didn't see them. We didn't know them. And as I mentioned on the show yesterday, in this, you know, Hollywood is giving Adolf Hitler and the Nazis what they really wanted, everlasting fame and glory. If they weren't pounding on Nazis and Hitlers for Israel's political gain, they would be fading from the modern contemporary memory pretty much the way Stalin and Lenin and the rest and Mussolini are. Into history because it's not germane to the present world. But, you know, Hollywood is keeping the Hitler legend alive. And, I'm sure Hitler would be very, very happy to hear that.
And it's guaranteed, Mike, if it's done by any kind of serious director at all, it's guaranteed to have it at least be nominated, if not win an Academy Award, like The Pianist, you know?
Yeah, I know. What? Anything about Hitler and Nazi? Well, I mean, you know,
Schindler's List.
Spielberg didn't win his first Oscar until he did Schindler's List, and then he got the Irving J. Thalberg Award.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. The Irving Thalberg Award goes to Spielberg for, right. It's guaranteed. Every couple of years, some major director, will pull it out, and definitely they'll get an Oscar. Surefire Oscar.
Yeah.
What was that other one with Willem Dafoe, when he was a fighter? He was a boxer in the,
I can't remember that. First of all, I tend not to go see movies with Nazis in them because I'm sick and tired of the whole situation.
Me too, but,
I know the one you're talking about. I can't remember the name of it. And, you know, I remember I was actually asked by a local newspaper to review the Martin Scorsese film Shutter Island. And I thought it was a terrible film. And, of course, we get one third of the way in, and there's the Nazis parading across the screen. And he's, ah. So, yeah, and they've really just beaten this thing to death. And that was the reason I did that little article this morning about just how absurd it has become. And except for that last one about Santa Claus conquers the Nazis, all that other stuff is real. There've been 10 movies about Nazi zombies. Earlier this year, there was this film, Iron Sky, about the Nazis went to the moon and now they're coming back to conquer the earth. And it's just, you know, any way that they can figure out the Boys from Brazil, you know, that one actually, I gotta be honest, I thought Boys from Brazil was pretty good.
What would be a good, Mike, is to have a Western with, like, instead of Matt Dillon, you know, it's Hitler, and Miss Kitty would be Eva Braun. And, you know, they could do all kind of good.
Well, you could really do that because, you know, during, I think it was World War I, the Germans were down in Mexico thinking about how they could invade the United States. And it's been a subject of a couple of movies, but they haven't played it up really big because World War II is the big sales pitch and how terrible they all were. And, of course, anytime you have a war, everybody's being terrible. So let's not kid ourselves about that.
But I just got one more, Mike. I just happened to turn on the old on Saturday mornings in L.A. Here they have they play old Tarzan movies once in a while with Johnny Weissmuller, and there was a Nazi Tarzan one too where Johnny Weissmuller's fighting the Nazis in Africa. Did you see that one?
That was wartime propaganda, okay?
Yeah,
and I understand during the war, Hollywood will do the wartime propaganda, but it's just like they can't let go of this meme ever since. And like I said, I'm 60 years old, and I was not alive when all of this stuff was going on, and I'm sick and tired of looking at it. You know, yes, we get it. The Nazis were bad, but we have bad people today. Shouldn't we be making movies about them? And like I said, it's predictable. Every time Israel gets itself into a political fix, there's going to be a new rash of Hitler and Nazi movies. You're going to turn on your cable TV, and there are going to be endless reruns of Diary of Anne Frank, and Valkyrie is back on again, and all this other stuff to just keep reminding you the Nazis are out there, and we've got to support Israel. And, you know, it's kind of reached the end of the situation. And like I said, some of these things are getting very, very ridiculous. And this is an article that's posted to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And you do need to look at it and look at the illustrations about how some of this amazing stuff that's out there. Just anything that even porno films with Nazi themes, anything to just keep throwing Nazis at the American people. So we'll go on being silent about our money going to Israel and our children dying in wars on Israel's enemies. It is. And it's reached a ridiculous extreme, and it's time to just let it go. You know, it really is. And I know by this article, I've absolutely guaranteed I will never, ever return to the film industry here in the United States of America. And at this point, I don't care.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. Getting back to the economy, this situation with gold rehypothecation and substitute and fraud is continuing to grow. Now, to basically bring you up to date, we have the situation where the nation of Germany, not the German Central Bank, which is a private central bank, and they're out there saying, oh, we trust the Federal Reserve. They would never, ever lie to us. We don't need to see the gold bullion. The actual government of Germany is saying it's time to actually go into those vaults underneath the New York Federal Reserve, count the bars, test them for purity, and make sure that the New York Federal Reserve actually still has the gold on deposit that Germany put there. Other nations are going along with that as well. And as more and more of these people start looking at it, this problem of the tungsten cord gold bars is starting to multiply. And remember, China found a bunch of these gold bars with Fort Knox hallmarks on there. And China's stated opinion is the United States is the source of all these phony gold bars that are being traded all over the world. Some of them turned up recently in Manhattan in the jewelry district. Now, maybe that was done deliberately to destroy public confidence in buying physical gold as a hedge against inflation and a wealth preserver, or maybe just somebody got reckless, didn't realize it was a tungsten bar, and sold it to the jewelers. We don't really know. One thing is very clear at this point. Nobody in the American corporate media is going anywhere near this story, and certainly nobody in the United States government or the Federal Reserve appears at all interested in investigating whether any of the gold bars that are in the New York Federal Reserve or in Fort Knox, if there are any still down there, are solid gold or tungsten cord. But after we saw the mortgage-backed security fraud, after LIBOR, after the UBOR manipulation scandals, I mean, would you put it past the money junkies to fake the gold bars? Of course you wouldn't. There's been a gold shortage. Every time gold prices start to go up from some mysterious source, a huge amount of physical gold will hit the market to drive the gold prices back down, keep people obediently in their bank accounts, in the stock market. We're at an age right now where the entire American and European financial systems are being held up through fraud, manipulation, and deception. Now, the article that I was reading about this, where apparently the German Central Bank, the privately owned German Central Bank, fulfilled a gold repatriation request and was caught with some of the bars with tungsten cores. And the article was saying these fakes are so good even X-ray cannot detect it. Well, you don't need an X-ray because it's an ordinary hospital ultrasound unit, and they now make them portable handheld units. Just hold it in the hand, put the probe. A hospital ultrasound will immediately reveal the boundary between a tungsten core and its gold sheath, and will it be immediately apparent that it's not a solid gold bar. So if you are buying and selling physical gold and you deal in large bullion bars, not the rounds, not the stuff that's too small to worry about, you know, and put fakery in, but if you're dealing in the large bullion bars, it's probably going to be worth your while to get a hospital ultrasound, little portable unit, to test what you're buying and possibly have on hand so that customers who are buying from you can test the bars right then and there and rest assured they're getting what they think they're paying for. Because unless they're a jeweler and melt it down, there may be a lot of people right now holding gold bars that have the hallmarks from Fort Knox or from some of the European banks. They think they're solid gold, and they're not. And as long as they're trading them as bars, everything is all hunky-dory. But if somebody tries to melt them down, to break them into smaller bars or to turn into jewelry, and they hit that tungsten, it is a problem. There's no question out there. And I find it very significant that the American corporate media doesn't want to touch this story, and nobody at the Federal Reserve or the U.S. Treasury seem at all interested in looking into this situation. It's like the old Chinese proverb, never ask a question that you don't want to have the answer to. And obviously this question of tungsten cord gold bars is one that the Federal Reserve and the Treasury do not want the answer to. All righty, moving right along here. Let's see. Going to take a phone call. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
I was listening to Lindsey Williams yesterday. I'm not attacking his integrity or sincerity or anything like that, but I just kind of think he's being played a fool because he says he's got these contacts with these elites. Well, he said last time predicting that December everything's going to go to hell, and he's on another show yesterday, and he finally says and he says another thing like the elites are not ready to crash the economy. And I just think they sent him out there for damage control because I don't really think the elites are in control anymore.
And let me make something very clear. The elites do not want to crash the economy because up until this point, the economy has worked very well for them. It's a giant machine to extract wealth from ordinary people and put it in their pocket. They don't want to crash it. The problem is they can't stop it from crashing, because the entire model of private central banking has a fatal design flaw where sooner or later it must crash. It's a Ponzi scheme. It has to crash. And we're at the stage right now where everybody understands that this Ponzi has run its course. They can't find a new bottom layer of new borrowers to kite this thing along a little bit, and it's going to crash. They can't stop it. Now, there's no question that the money junkies and various governments are trying to keep the issue muddied up so that the people of the world can't form a consensus as to what's really going on. But I think more and more people are seeing through that again. They're seeing through Cass Sunstein's tricks, and they're coming to understand the core issue. And it goes back to that article I wrote, The 11th Marble. You cannot put a bunch of paper money into an economy and take out more money than you put in. It just doesn't work. And that's what makes it a pyramid scheme. They always have to. That's why they talk about growing the economy, growing the debt, finding more borrowers. And when you run out of borrowers, the system comes crashing down. They can't stop it. They don't want to do it. They can't figure out a way to stop it without admitting, hey, it was flawed right from the beginning. George, stay with me. I'm going to bring you back after these words from our sponsors.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 harvest. $4 gas, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and the fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, welcome back to the show here. And listeners and readers are sending in suggestions for more Nazi movies that Hollywood might want to consider in their desperate effort to keep the franchise going. And some of the suggestions coming in are Nazi Beach Blanket Bingo, Debbie Does the Bunker, and Blazing Panzers. I'm going to have to make posters for all of those things. We have some very bright, creative people in our audience. I always love this stuff they send in. Anyway, getting back to George in Texas, there's a lot of attempt out there to jam up and muddy up the alternative media and the blogs. I mean, my inbox is being flooded with chemtrail this and HARP that, and they're trying to wave Trayvon Martin at us yet one more time, and it's just pure distraction. It's pure fluff because they know the people are waking up to the reality of what's going on with the economy and the fact that the Federal Reserve, every one of these private central banks, is a pyramid, and the people who set it up knew it was a pyramid. They knew somewhere down the road it would collapse and cause massive devastation, and they didn't care because they were going to be dead and gone by then. And their little private central bank would make them very rich. They would have lives of wealth and comfort and privilege. And when they're dead, they're dead. These people understand there really isn't an afterlife. They don't have to worry about going down to the dark places and dealing with devils and pitchforks and burning lava. That's just one of the many lies that are used to control the workers and keep them in their place. So they got their goodies. They went to their graves happily, comfortable. And the fact that it's all falling apart now was never even a factor when they set it up. Well, we're down the road. We're at the end of the Ponzi scheme. That's what's going on. And we have two problems that we face. First of all, the money junkies don't want to admit it was a Ponzi scheme. And the civil governments don't want to admit to the voters and taxpayers that they went along with it. It's just a huge, gigantic criminal fraud under color of law. Anything else, George?
Well, you know, it's a strange thing. Even when the sheriff's police officers and sheriff's deputies are, they're pulling their pension funds out because they're going to get as far away from the reach of the federal government as they can. They're realizing getting ripped off. And hearing about, like, with the Senate start trying to restrict the gun ownership of veterans, well, guess what? I don't think the military's going to fight for them if they're going to stab them in the back once they get out of the service.
Well, you know I think that's absolutely correct, and I think quite possibly, I think that's why they're putting all this investment in drones, so they can terrorize us from the skies, you know, in the name of national security and preserving the flag and the rest of it. But again, I counsel against any kind of violence because that's what the government would love to see happen, because then they're justified doing crackdowns and shooting the American people and scaring us all back into complacency. And I wouldn't put it past this government to try and stage a violent uprising in a limited scope so that they could declare martial law and suspend the Constitution, national emergency, and all that other stuff. I know life is very difficult for people. We certainly see it everywhere around here. But patience, 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 it's going to fall apart. They can't keep it together much longer. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back. Thanks, George, for the call.